Eitei Vestof Shin Mem Zayin came out that the psak of the judge that all the sforim belong to the library of Agudas Chabad and they should all be returned. It took another half a year till they were returned. Actually, 1 year later, Eitei Vestof Shin Mem Ches, on the Shabbos Farbrengen, the Rebbe said a sicha. When he said that this day of Hey Tavis, it's not only it happened last year, it is Nizkorim Venasim. Every year when this day comes, it's a Yemes Gule and Eis Rotzen to everything that belongs, that is connected to this forum and to the library. Since then, past 34 years, and for sure, every year when this day comes, is a Yom Sgula and a Eis Rotzen to everything that belong that is related to the Dan Notzach of the library. But this year, we thought more Beini Bosa. In the days prior to Hey Tavis. And not only in one item, but more than that. And not only two items or three items. We saw the Hashgacha Pratis and the Hatzloche in four different subjects, all in the days prior to Hey Tavis. Let us start with the completing the construction of the new wing of the library. In that sikha of Hey Tavis Tov Shin Mem Ches, the Rebbe said that since this is a day of the Dan Notzach for the library, so everyone, it's his duty to add Sforim to the library. If he's a mechaber, or a publisher, or a collector, or he has the Yerusha in his house, Sforim that are not still in the library, he should donate it to the library. And that wasn't enough. On the next day, Vov Tavis, on Sunday, the Rebbe wrote to us that we are starting now a Mivtza Sforim to collect Sforim that are not in the library yet, to enlarge and enrich the library collection. It was a year of enlarging the library with so many books, so many sforim. During the whole year, about close to 10,000 sforim was added to the collection of the library. All the shelves was then overpacked and overloaded. No space for this additional sforim that stayed in boxes. I then wrote to the Rebbe. So many books came, but I don't know what to do. There is no space. The Rebbe answered the answer and then writing back, and then it took over a year or two of correspondence. Finally, the Rebbe wrote to me, I should form a Vada Binyan to build the library in 770 and adjacent to 770. And he then explained in a sikha, Shabbos before Yutes Kislev Tov Shinun, that it has to be in 770 since the Friedrich Rebbe started the library here in 770. If there is no space, we have to enlarge it. And the next building should be a continuation of 770. We then started building. Then there was in the library about 250,000 forint. We started building the library in the Chotzer between 770 and 766. We dug up the whole courtyard and we built there a storage that is connecting the ground floor of 770 that was full with forim that the Friedrich Rebbe started the library there. And the ground floor of 766 that was purchased in 1965 and was full with forim. And that underground, under courtyard, connected both of them. They should become one large storage room for the library and a continuation of the building of 770. We also added the floor in 766 and built the bridges between them and 770. As the Rebbe said, it should be a continuation and an enlargement of the building of 770. Not only that, but the bookcases that we built up in the ground floor, we built on tracks in order that we shouldn't need aisles between every bookcase that takes away space. But all bookcases are stuffed one near the other with only one aisle in the whole place. That when you want to take a safer from that side, you're turning 50, 60,000 for him on the tracks and you're getting the aisle there. So all this added that there was space for more than 250,000 for him. It was added space for another 10, 20,000 for him. For the next 10, 20 years, every day, news forum are coming, being published and brought to the library. And we had space for them. Since when we built it, the new bookcases, we left space in every shelf for this forum that are eventually coming. It went on like that for 20 years, till about 10 years ago. And finally, the whole place was filled up. And Sforim are continuing to come. And they are being published now more than years ago. And each one that publishes Sforim brings to the library. Again, boxes and boxes and boxes was left in the aisles and in the staircases of the library. Hanogid Reb Yitzchak Miralashvili was told about the whole situation and he came special to see with his own eyes what the situation is. I took him around, I showed him all the bookcases as they are overloading all the bookcases. I showed him all the hundreds of boxes that are in the corners and in the aisles and in the staircases. And he decided that he's going to buy the next house, which was then for sale, Meir Ritkin's house for the library. It has three floors, that house. We don't need yet the three floors. But the one floor, the top floor, we need. So he devoted the top floor for the library right away, and the middle floor, he advised that it should be Rabbi Yael Kahn's quarters, he should live there, and the ground floor is the offices of the yeshiva. That was almost 10 years ago, but it's not enough. apartment is not built to become a storage of rooms, not only because it has a lot of partitions and rooms, also because the floor is not built to have such a weight of so many bookcases. So first, the Torah, and we're looking for someone to donate the money, we should be able to build it. It was hard. Then Yossi Popak, Anogit Rabbi Yossi Popak, took it on himself. He will build it on his own expense and completely. He tore off the floor, the walls, the ceiling, and we start everything from scratch, in order it should have enough strength to hold all this for him. There was built new beams in the floor. Between each two beams, there was added another beam that goes on the bricks from the side to side. And that's how it became several times stronger. And on that was built a strong floor to be able to carry the whole load of Sforim. The construction ended last week, in the end of the week. When we were about to finish the construction, already in the summer, we ordered bookcases. Exactly 100 units that will be able to hold another 25,000 sforim. Everything was finished by the end of the week on Friday. And the boxes, we started transferring them from all the corners in the library to the new bookcases in the new wing of the library. There are now hundreds of boxes. We didn't open it yet. A lot of work waits us, but we transfer them into the new wing. And this is the first Didan Notzach that happened by Jocha Protis in the days prior to this Heiteres. Three months ago, we all know there was a large, very large rainstorm. The water came in such a speed that the large sewer pipe under the service line of Eastern Parkway couldn't absorb all the waters that came down so fast. All the extra water went to the basements near it, if it wasn't built in a safe way. Backed up by all the sewer drainage. And what about 770, the big shul? I'm sure many of you saw the videos as the water is coming from all over. And it became like a several inches high, the whole floor of the large shul from 770 till Kingston was full with water, about 6-7 inches. And where did all this water go? Eventually, the sewer pipe cleared up and all the water went there. But that took hours. So where did it go right away? When we built the storage room under the chotzer, we didn't want the floor should become so high near the window. So we had to go a little lower So the floor in that part is a few inches lower than the floor of 770 and the whole shul. So all the water came down to the library, was picked up 13 inches high. The bookcases have a base. The base is about 6 feet, 6 inch high. But the water came up 12, 13 inch high. So the thousands of books that was in the whole large room in the lower shelf, the bottom 6 inch of the water of the sefer was soaked in water for hours in the middle of the night. When a book is being soaked in water, it's being destroyed because the pages get stuck, pasted one to the other, becomes like one piece, and mold starts coming out from there. And the next day, Rabbi Kunin and son got involved in it. They ride away. I noticed them. I notified them in the morning. They ride away, found out about the company that deals with it. The company came with the trucks and the whole staff to take all these thousands of books into boxes. And they took them away to their facility in Pennsylvania. Over there, they have a whole process. They have a large room freezer. That the first thing they do is all the boxes go into that room. And the humidity and the water that is in the books is being frozen. When it's frozen, it doesn't form mold and the pages don't paste one to another. It was kept there for 2 months. Then it was taken out from there to another large storage room that has the machinery that takes out the water of the books as they are still frozen and they should damage the pages. And then they are taken into a third large storage with machinery that kills all the mold that if they will build up over the period. And after the whole this process, they send back to us the sforim. Almost 300 boxes of sforim arrived back in a more or less good shape on Friday, this past Friday, several days prior to Hay Tavis, which is another large Tidanotzach, Mashgor Protis, ended in the days prior to Hay Tavis. The truck with the boxes came in the morning about 10 o'clock and several Bochrim started bringing up the boxes from the truck to the new room, new wing of the library. And I'm standing there to arrange and help. It should be in a fashion order. In the middle of that, somebody comes over to me and says there is a telephone that they want to talk to you. Who is on the line? Rabbi Kunin. I take the telephone and he says that on the line is the lawyer, Steve Biberman, who is running for us together with Matt Lewin, the court case of this forum that are still in Russia. Lieberman wants to talk on the telephone to both of you together, Rabbi Kunin and myself. And he starts speaking. 3 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago came out the verdict of the appellate federal court in Washington in our favor. It's not a Geula Shleima yet, but it's another step in the long journey of the Geula Shleima. What actually was the verdict? We all know that after all the mishpotim, the court ordered them to return us all of our sforim of the rabbi. They decided to ignore. So the court imposed on them high penalties. So they decided to ignore. So the court ordered the banks here in the States that are holding their monies to give a report of all the monies they have. We are not interested in the money, but we need that as a pressure on the government to return this form of the rabbi. The banks responded that according to this law and that law and this law, you have no right to demand us to give you a report of all the money that we hold from another country. So our judge, the judge responded, if there is anything in this topic, the Russian government should come and discuss it. But you are not a partner in this lawsuit, the banks. So therefore, the banks have no say at all. And they should just do what they are told to do. They appealed to the federal appellate court. As we know, all these things go very slow. So after a year or two, Friday noontime, the appellate court gave the verdict that the banks are not a party in this lawsuit, and therefore they have to give a report of all the monies that they hold from the Russian government, which is one more step in the pressure on the government to return us on the books. By the way, today, Hey Tavis was published that the government of Russia decided to return a Jewish collection of Sforim manuscripts that was seized by the Nazis in Greece and then by Russia from the Nazis and held in their archives in Moscow for 70 years, over 70 years, and they are going to return it to Greece. We should hope it's a step in the right direction, that we should, they should decide in a proper way to return us all this forum with a smile. But the Ashgoche Protis that all these victories in the week, within the week of Hey Tavis, that the Rebbe proclaimed that every year when this day comes, it's a day of Yemes Gula and Eis Rotzen to everything that is related to the Danotzach of the library. I've mentioned the story with the book that was damaged and sent to Philadelphia and returned. Obviously, this company is not doing it for free. When it all started, the Rebbe said, only in that Sicha that everyone that has a Sefer should bring it to the library. He didn't speak about support, money support to the library, because all the expense of the library came from the Rebbe's Meisdes. Our obligation was just to fulfill, enrich the library, and to be Mesader it and catalog it. But over the years, the expense becomes more and more. This story of the books that was damaged is only one detail. The construction of the new wing didn't cost us much because Josip Popak did it. Well, the bookcases cost us $40,000. The air conditioner cost us $18,000. We had to get the money from people. The cleaning the books that was damaged cost money, a lot of money. And it wasn't enough. In our days, a storm could be again. And we have to make something, it shouldn't happen again. So after a lot of conversations with experts, we decided and we just finished digging a pit, building a pit underground in the lowest part of the library under the chotzer. And from this pit, in this pit, we built two strong, powerful pumps. And we dug up the whole length of the driveway that comes out from there. And we installed large pipes underground. And this pipe, when the pump, if it happens, and the pump takes out the water from the library, from the pit, and takes them out, it doesn't help anything because it goes into the drain and from the drain back to the library. Because if it happens a storm and rain, the sewer pipe is in the St. Pancras is not large enough to accept, to absorb everything. So the water goes right back to the library. So what does a pump help? So we have to build a pump that it should go outside in the street, in the service lane. That cost money. So from time to time, all these things keep growing up. This pump was just finished. Yes, to the construction of it was just finished yesterday, prior to Tavis. Another Didanotzach, another step in the enlargement and the enrichment of the library. But where does the money come for all this? We never had a real appeal. But this year we decided we have to. So we made a big campaign. We set for ourselves that we need the amount to collect the amount of $350,000. It was a campaign the whole day, since yesterday noon, and we passed this amount. But it's not only the library needs the money for the correction. Every chassid that wants to have a connection with this library that the Rebbe was so much living it, he expressed himself that every Sefer is part of the life of the Rebbe. It's his blood. And he showed that when he was involved with the court case, he was so overtaken by it that we never saw in any subject the Rebbe should be so in it. Every chassid that wants to have a connection to this can participate and get the connection. And it doesn't matter if it's $18 or if it's $18,000. Everyone that on Hey Tavis, the day that the Rebbe said everyone should bring Sforim to the library or brings any help to the library to continue its growth and enrichment, in this day of Dida Notzach, in all these details that we have mentioned, it should go from Dida Notzach to Dida Notzach until the real Dida Notzach, the Geula Amitiz Ashleimo, Ali Mashiach Tzidkenu. Shukoyach, Harav Levin.